What's up? It's Wednesday.
Hey, y'all. It's Wednesday.
In 2022.
Yep. Officially our first podcast of the year. Sorry.
Yeah. Of 2022. Mm-hmm. And to top it off, I don't know if you guys know this, but it's actually National Hump Day.
It is.
Yeah.
Check out our posts on Instagram and on Facebook, guys. Please let us know how your hump day is going.
No, definitely. And quick story time. So, as you guys know, we don't record these literally on Wednesday. But so today is actually Saturday. And we went to the gym at the hotel we're staying at.
You're trying to be healthy, exactly. Yeah, first resolution of 2021. Yeah, exactly. 2022, sorry. Yeah.
Trying to stay lean, fit, whatever. And, you know,
I did the treadmill.
Yeah, and I did a couple upper body, other things. And right? I did upper body. And, and then we went... you know, I sat on the bench after this other gentleman and worked out, came back to the room. And currently, again, because we're traveling, we didn't bring the whole studio production. We did it, you know, very small. One mic we're sharing.
Simplify everything. That's pretty much what we're trying to do.
Simplify so we don't have to carry. And anyways, long story short. We are laying currently on our bed at the hotel, just so we're both close to the mic and we can pick each other
up. Our best seating scenario now. Our best seating area.
And my wife's like, "Oh, something stinks. Something smells." And
we keep in mind that we just showered.
Yeah, like, we just showered. Because I didn't get like a big sweat or anything like that. So
None of us actually.
Well, and other side story. I sleep birthday suit, but we have family here. Her sister, so I can't sleep in birthday suit. So anyways, I was like, I'll just put on my pair of, you know, gym shorts. I didn't sweat or anything. I just was lifting in the top. And anyways, my wife's like, something stinks. She's sniffing around the bed, and she's like, "Oh, my God, it's you." And I'm like, "What?" So I'm trying to smell these shorts.
Keep in mind, before that, he got all aggravated with me saying that he stunk. I wasn't saying that he stunk, but something in the area, like, smelled funky.
Yeah. So anyways, I decided why her, you know, family member was in the shower. I was like, you know what? I'm going to swap
pants.
Clothes. Yeah. I got another gym shorts that are, you know, clean. These are lightly worn. It is what it is. I then smell said gym shorts and, oh my God, it smells like shit. Well, then I started freaking out.
Smells like guys. Like
shit.
Like pamper, like. You know, when you change a diaper, it smells like poop. Literally smells like poop. Like it was so bad.
So then I got self-conscious because I'm like, fuck, do I stink? So I go and start sniffing my underwear. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not me. I don't stink. So then I start wondering, well, why do my my new shorts don't smell like shit. why do these ones that literally were worn for no more than 30 minutes, no sweat.
Sitting down, not even doing anything else.
Then the only thing that could make sense, because again, it only stunk in the ass area, is the seat in which I sat. Which, by the way, because I'm a clean freak, I Lysol that fucking seat. I put the Lysol wipe before I even sat down, and it still transferred his stank ass to my stank, my ass. Not my stank ass, because I ain't got a stank. So yeah.
Okay, not ass to ass, but like... No. Pants short to pants short, literally.
His booty must smell like shit.
Yeah. We're trying to locate him and tell him that he needs to shower.
Yeah, if I find him, I'm on vacation.
We're going to tell him.
I'm going to tell him because that's one of my New Year's resolutions that I'm going to add is being honest.
People be worried about COVID and we're worried about people smelling
like shit. Tony, this is how the vacation's going to go with me working out. Having to worry about smelling like shit after.
Next time we need to double Lysol the area.
Next time. I gotta go buy some more gym shorts because I can't take those.
No, I know. We should throw them in the trash.
Throw them away. They're ruined. They smell like
completely ruined.
Anyway, so that's our poop story.
Yeah, we always have a poop story.
It seems like it. Lately.
Again, let us know if you have a poop story. We're totally gonna share that.
How's your New Year's going?
My New Year's?
Yeah.
I don't have poop in my pants, which I'm very happy about.
It makes one of us.
Actually, no. Today we had a good day. We went and visited my dad. My dad was over here in Florida, so we made the trip down to further South Florida. And we just had a little family gathering. We ate a brunch-ish, lunch-ish.
Yeah, we had. I don't know how many people have ever eaten at First Watch, but this is my first time ever eating at one. And the food was delicious, but I'm very disappointed.
Why?
They have no alcohol. What kind of fucking brunch place doesn't have mimosas?
Yeah.
Or any type of alcohol. Like, not even Bloody Mary.
Babe, nothing. You know, I'm sorry. You know the pants and the smell?
Yeah.
What sponsor for the week should we do? Hola everyone, and welcome to our podcast. If you're young, married, or just simply screwed, thank you for tuning in and listening to our bullshit with your amazing hosts,
Josh
and Gabby.
Welcome to the screwed lifestyle,
bitches.
Detergent?
No, I got this. We have this week's sponsor. So speaking of our sponsor, she segued perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
First sponsor, for those that did not listen to the holiday special, was alcohol. And might I say, we were so good. You listeners obviously drank so much that, you know, most of you were in the hospital. And then the next, you know, last week's sponsor was water. And might I say, I got a call from Aquafina. Not really, I wish.
Or Dasani.
If you want. Ew, fuck that. Dasani, don't ever call me. I will never broadcast your dirty ass water.
Brita water? Brita filters.
It depends on their tap water source, because I've had some shitty.
Right. Anyway.
Anyways. I hope you guys all drink water, but This week's sponsor is very special, especially for stink ass motherfuckers, like the guy who sat
Febreze.
Before me. Febreze. This week's sponsor is Febreze. Febreze, listen, this is your
no,
free
promo. No, we can't
say
promo. Febreze. Oh, why free not? Promo?
Yeah, this
I was going to say air
promo.
Freshener.
No. Febreze, this
fabric
is your
softener.
Free
freshener.
Promo. Because who, if you're not using Febreze and you're spraying some other bullshit on your thing, bro, you must be broke as fuck. Because Febreze is like $1.97. I'll pay the extra 97 cents. But anyways, does your butt stink? Do you not have time to wash? Febreze. Do your balls smell after a hard workout? Spray some Febreze.
No, take a shower. No, you're nasty.
No. Shower.
The fabric. It's no. Fabric, not you.
Did you have a nice long night in your sheets? And that girl's bang stank?
No.
Spray some Febreze.
Disregard. No.
Anywho, Febreze. So I hope you all had a safe Happy New Year's. I hope none of you are sitting in an ICU because you blew your hands off. Us, we had the least amazing New Year's ever.
Very.
My wife didn't even see New Year's.
Yeah,
she
I went to sleep. I was
out.
Cranky. I'm like, I'm going night-night.
And I watched Harry Potter reruns.
We watched Miley and Pete Davidson snippets of it.
Girl, you barely watched it. You
I
were
saw,
out.
I
you
saw
were
some,
out
like,
at 11
I saw like
PM.
Two performances, okay? Two
and then
performances.
I got yelled at when I started counting down 10, 9, 8,
yeah,
7.
Yeah, because I wanted to sleep, y'all. I was tired.
Ridiculous.
But anyway, let us know what you guys did for New Year's Eve. You can upload pictures of your outfits and stuff like that, because I was scrolling through Facebook and social media, and I saw a bunch of like people with really pretty outfits and stuff like that. So you can share some pictures of your New Year's outfit.
Yeah, and we had a lot of people also mention on some comments on our Instagram, and we ended up responding with a personal video. So if you do send us, listen, we are very engaging. We'll definitely send you a personal video reply based on what you sent us. So
please make sure that you tag us, though. If especially
yeah,
on Instagram, tag us at our hashtag WeScrewed, and we can totally share the story or whatever comment you want to share with us.
So what are we getting into today?
So if you remember, right, on our last episode, we kind of like sprinkled the topic about roller coasters. So this week's topic is about roller coasters. So in theme parks, amusement parks and stuff like that. So in that note, I was looking up some like cool questions to ask or some information about roller coasters, because I feel like not every state has a roller coaster, correct?
I don't. Think every state. I mean, I don't.
Every state.
If your state does not have a theme park, your state's pretty lame. Because I'm trying to think of a state that I've been in that doesn't have. Some
but does
sort
a water
of,
park is a water park a theme park?
I would consider that an amusement park. Yeah,
amusement
it's an
park
amusing you.
Yeah.
Theme park is more like it's a themed park. Mm-hmm. So I would say no. Because even, for instance, I've been to amusement parks that aren't theme parks. Like, Kings Island is not, to me, a theme park. It's an amusement park. I don't feel like Kings Island has...
But again, a water park has water rides. Not necessarily but it could be a roller coaster theme.
Like, for instance, Aquatica, I feel like, is a themed water park.
It is a theme park, but it doesn't...
Because it's water. And same with Blizzard Beach at Disney or... Typhoon Lagoon.
But not every theme park, what I'm trying to go with this is not every theme park has a roller coaster.
No, not every theme, exactly, because it's a themed park. Mm-hmm. A zoo could be considered a themed park, if you wanted to get technical.
So yeah, let us know if your state has a roller coaster or if it does not have a roller coaster or a theme park. Any other information, that'd be cool to know, because I didn't go into logistics about it. I did not look up information.
I take that back. I don't think Kentucky has a roller coaster.
I think the up north places, because of safety purposes, I don't think they have.
Well, no, I mean, I want to say Kentucky used to have one, and and I could be wrong. If you're in Kentucky, please
let us know. This is because of prior experience, guys.
Yeah, I'm just going based off of where I lived in Kentucky. I don't recall there being an amusement park anywhere nearby. If there is one, it must be, like, in Louisville, because I know for sure, for shit, there ain't nothing in Lexington or anywhere in central Kentucky that is an amusement in terms of roller coaster. Because I know back then it was either we went to Dollywood,
but that's in Tennessee, bigger cities. Like,
It's in Pigeon Fort. Or you went to Ohio to, I think it's called Kings Island.
Isn't it? Where's Six Flags at?
Well, there's tons of those.
Oh, so there's multiple Six Flags.
Yeah, Six Flags is like a...
it's a franchise. It's a roller coaster park.
Yeah, it's a theme park franchise. Yeah, because there used to be one in Atlanta. I don't know if there is one now. That's what I was thinking, Georgia. We used to have one in Orlando, actually. The... that one that neither of us have been to, and now the name is like escaping.
That's a theme park, Fun Spot.
Fun Spot. That used to be a Six Flags.
What happened?
Six Flags. I don't think they could afford the name. And then they became Fun Spot America.
Well, they're competing.
Or one of them. I'm sorry, no. So the one in Orlando, Fun Spot, was original Fun Spot. The one over in O-Town near Kissimmee used to be Six Flags.
But they're competing with all the big, big, big theme parks. Yeah, so there's no way they could survive. Disney, absolutely. Universal.
I love Universal.
So, and SeaWorld, they were competing with all of that. So it's like...
I like SeaWorld too. Yeah. Disney, not so much anymore. Sorry, Disney fans. I don't like it because I feel like it's getting overrated in terms of price.
I also was thinking it has a lot of restrictions lately, so it almost takes away part of
the fun. Keep raising it up. Like, now you can't even do the Fast Pass for free like it used to be. Like, now it's this genie crap. Like, it's become nothing but money, 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 money. Which is fine. I get businesses got to make money, but I don't know.
You make a ton of money anyway.
I'm trying to think what my favorite roller coaster is. What's yours?
No, I was going to ask with the Q&A before we get to that part. Okay, have you ever taken a ride on a roller coaster? Have you ever taken a ride on a roller coaster, Josh?
Oh, well, obviously.
Oh, sorry. Obviously. Yes, me too. If so, what made you try it?
So, the first roller coaster... Well, what are we constituting a roller coaster? Like, is the Mummy a roller coaster?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster.
Okay, so I got on it because...
It's a roller coaster, yes.
I mean, if we're constituting...
Was that your first roller coaster ever?
No, because if we're going to say the Mummy's a roller coaster, then that means that... Space Mountain's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster.
Then that means... So then my first
roller coaster...
It's not
virtual reality or anything else.
No, I know. So my first roller coaster must have been either Space Mountain or Thunder Mountain. And that was when I was a kid.
And that was at what park?
Disney.
Disney.
But I can't remember why I rode.
What made you try it? Was it like, oh my God, it's cool? Or, oh my God, I'm scared?
I think it was more so my family was like, hey, we're going to ride this ride and you're getting on it.
And you were like, okay. I'll get on the ride.
And I don't know why. I don't know. If we're counting those as roller coasters, then yes.
Yeah.
Now, my first, what I consider a roller coaster, would have been Hulk, and that was because you wanted to ride it, and I didn't want to be a pussy on our first date.
We had fun, though. It was good.
No, I was shitting my fucking pants the entire time.
Especially when it goes out.
The whole time in the queue, she's like, you don't have to get on it. And I'm like, no, I need to break this cherry. And so, then I loved it.
What made you ride it was the roller coaster per se was because your family members were trying to get on the ride and you were like, okay, fuck.
Or I was trying to impress you. So, yeah. Okay. Those are the reasons. Why'd you get on one?
So, obviously, yes, I've been in a roller coaster. I think what made me try it was like, because, again, I wasn't raised with all this stuff. I was like, yeah, I need to do this. I need to know what it feels like. I need to know the experience of it. And everyone tells me it's so cool, so amazing. I need to know and go like
through it. What was your first one?
My first roller coaster.
Oh, you don't remember?
I don't think I remember it very well. I mean, I remember I went to Disney in 2007, guys. Okay, I was in seventh grade. I don't think I went to that many roller coasters because I was with my siblings, and my dad had some friends over and stuff like that, and all of them were little, so it was hard to get on a roller coaster. So I think actually the first roller coaster that I went, I was at Universal, and I went with my best friend Christian, and it probably was it. I don't even know which one was my first roller coaster. Actually, no, psych. Rewind. No.
So it wasn't Disney?
No, it wasn't Disney. I don't think I went in a roller coaster at Disney. No, there's the one with the tree trunk. What's that one called?
The one with the tree
trunk? The Splash Mountain.
That is not a roller coaster.
Okay, so
that is a water ride.
So disregard. So then at Universal, most likely I went with Christian in one of the roller coasters, I think.
Damn, that's sad.
Yeah. What was the first roller coaster? I think the Mummy actually was like my first roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah. And I went with Christian.
That's a pretty good first roller coaster.
Yeah. And I went with my best friend. I think that was my first ride, and I was like hooked. I loved it. It was so good.
All right, so what's the second question?
Can you think of an experience more invigorating than riding a roller coaster? That rush that you feel like like that scariness, like that anything else that you think that you can experience more than that?
Sex blindfolded. I'm just kidding.
Sex blindfolded. Okay. I get the sex part, but not the blindfold.
So it just is thrilling. I would say like, I don't know, maybe speed racing or maybe even not speed race. I don't know, maybe ATV, something like that.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think that would be just as thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think virtual reality has come a long way, so pretty much you can experience similar stuff with virtual reality. If you get like the setting of it, like if it's windy and you can kind of move with the virtual reality, I think you can get a similar experience. Invigorating, like that rush. Also, I feel like bungee jumping. Like jumping from a plane or a skyscraper in the middle of nowhere. That will give you a freaking rush.
I think that would be fun.
It will be invigorating. It will give you fear.
I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know what? Yeah, because I've jumped out of helicopters and stuff, and I'd say that's pretty close to a
roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like roller coasters...
Except a roller coaster, I feel like it was less thrilling than that, because the other one, you're like, am I...
Okay, so for question number 4, what's your scariest moment in a roller coaster?
Scariest moment in a roller coaster?
Mm-hmm.
When
do you think you're like, I'm gonna die?
I'm trying to think of the scariest moment of it. You know what? I think the scariest moment on any roller coaster is the drop.
The drop?
Yeah, I can do corkscrews and upside downs and ring around the rosies.
So you prefer upside down than falling?
I prefer anything than diving down to my death.
Not falling,
yeah,
like
I'm a
dropping.
Big guy. I float up.
I become a big guy. Gravity is not working.
Gravity
with me.
Is not, yeah, no.
Okay, got
and
it.
I don't trust
it.
Those little straps. And then sometimes you don't even hear the thing click.
The click.
Yeah, like Kevin Hart.
Or sometimes they move when you're moving. No,
that's
scary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To me, probably one of the scariest moments in a roller coaster had to be if you ever been to Mako at SeaWorld. First of all, who designed this roller coaster? Like, the clipping, it is only, like, in between your legs. You don't got anything on your shoulders, anything around your waist. It's just, it's almost like a T. And then it's like, click, click, click. So the rest of your body is just floating, first of all. Second of all, that was, like, the fastest roller coaster and longest roller coaster in Orlando. Still is.
It still is.
It still is. Okay, so the drop is hella scary, hella fast. So that's definitely one of the scariest moments that I've ever been in
a
roller coaster.
I think it's the fastest in the world.
Still. No, it's in Orlando. They say it in the signs and stuff like that. You can look it up. It's in Orlando. Yeah. Because Busch Garden has a faster one.
What?
Yeah. So second single scariest moment, when we went to Dollywood. Let me tell y'all.
Okay, now that one was terrifying.
Okay, so if you ever been to a wood roller coaster, first of all, That shit crazy. I don't even know how they invented wood roller coasters in the first place.
What do you mean invented? Those were the first fucking roller coasters.
I know, but the funny thing is, I was like, Josh,
they took a train and they're like, you know what, the train.
Let me put the train upwards, yeah, like 100 feet above ground. Terrifying. You know, because why the fuck not? And let me put people on it with no, like, just a seatbelt.
That's literally the roller coaster we rode on. It seemed like a train that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Train. Like, literally a seatbelt. Guys, a seatbelt. Okay, like a click. Okay, seatbelt. In a 50-something mile roller coaster.
Yeah, not even a good seatbelt, because a normal car seatbelt, it retracts itself. This
yeah, because
thing
when you
was,
break.
Had the stupid, the slack.
The extender thing.
Yeah, like a circuit, or not a circuit, it's the fair. Mm-hmm. Like that ghetto-ass shit.
And then when you were doing the line, you can see the wood. Like flex and bend, because obviously the wood is like flexible. So I'm like, oh my god!
Oh,
if
yeah.
one
and,
nail,
and people are fat, so you know all that weight.
If one nail flies, I'm like, I'm dead. I'm just like, oh my god! And it was, and we just ate. So after we were,
just ate. and we didn't eat like a small meal. We ate at a damn all you
like country
to eat
meal, fried
shit.
Chicken and shit before getting in this ride.
Like idiots.
It was. Hilarious but scary. But then you see kids who are teenagers, and I'm like, if this child is willing to risk its life, I need to get on this damn.
I think that's the only road we no. We rode the other one too, but that was the only scary one. We rode the dragonfly bullshit.
The dragonfly was like 30 seconds. It
was
super short.
We waited, and the thing broke, and then we waited, and then it was the worst ride I ever.
Yeah, it wasn't that fun.
Not even recommending it.
Yeah. So, what was, like, your best, like, experience on a roller coaster? Now, we talked about, like, the worst, scariest thing.
I
now, what's your best?
The Montu, the one I just rode.
Montu is where in what park?
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens.
I think that one, I liked it better than Hulk. I feel like it wasn't that bad. Granted, I mean, my back was all fucked up before, and then it was way worse after. But it was, I don't know, I liked it. I liked it better than Manta. I liked it better than Hulk.
Just experience-wise, which ride was, like, your best experience?
I would say that was the best one. I mean, it's nonstop. The only thing that I would say that's negative about it is it is intense, like, in terms of it's nonstop curls and whirls, and it's...
It's a long ride.
It's a long ride. It's like a two-minute something ride. It's forever long.
For me, pretty much my best experience, it has to come back to the Mummy. I feel like it had so much stuff. Like, it had the theater aspect of it. It had effects. It had the drop. It had really cool waiting line. I feel like the Mummy has everything that I really enjoy in a roller coaster. Not a fan of the movies, but a fan of the roller coaster. Definitely was pretty cool. I rode Ripped Up Rocket once, never again. You go 90 degrees up and then like a drop, and I'm like, no, never again. Hulk, I do like it. It's a nice experience. I can do that again multiple times, actually. What other one? Oh, the one all from Harry Potter. I can do Harry Potter multiple times at Universal.
Yeah, but only one of those is considered a roller coaster.
The one in not Gringotts.
Gringotts, yeah, that would be the one that's on rails. The other one's a fucking, you're riding on like
I was talking about the Hagrid one. That's a roller coaster.
Oh, that one is a... Oh,
that
one
is so good. We only went once and it was so good.
I would say that's the best. Yeah. That, or you know what? Now that I'm starting to think, I also love Space Mountain, and I loved the Seven Dwarfs Minecart one.
Mm-hmm.
That one's that's probably the best one Disney's got, is the Minecart, or Mine Carts Seven Dwarfs one was probably the best.
I
didn't
mean to that one, actually.
The only other one I can think of... Mm-hmm. No, it's newer.
Uh-oh.
I want to ride Tron there. I heard Tron's good. And
yeah,
that one's a
I've heard
coaster.
Of it too. And the one at Universal, the Velociraptor, the Veloci something, the newer roller coaster for Jurassic Park, I do want to go to. Oh, I like Jurassic Park a lot. A drop from Jurassic Park that you don't like.
I don't like that one, no.
Okay, so going back to the question. So what's your favorite non-roller coaster ride? What... Because we've been to multiple rides, but which one is your, like, non-roller coaster ride, like, your favorite?
My non-roller coaster favorite? Mm-hmm. I would say it's Mission to Space at Disney.
You keep on saying Disney, man. I need to go to Disney.
I think Disney... So, listen, like I said, I hate Disney because I think it's stupid how much they're charging.
But it's
they
cool.
Do
it's
have,
so cool,
they have
though.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. So, my favorite non-roller coaster ride, let me think. Atlantis? Is Atlantis a roller coaster? It's not a roller coaster.
No, I would say that's not a roller coaster.
So I liked Atlantis at SeaWorld. Which one? Non-rollercoaster I really, really like. Actually, Jurassic Park is not a roller coaster; it's a ride. Because there's only one drop. Green Gods at Harry Potter. It's not a ride. It's not a roller coaster because you're sitting. It's the VR.
On a trail or rail? I thought. Yeah, it's a rail system. You're on a minecart.
Ah, sorry, I'm confusing it. No.
The other one, the Forbidden Journey.
The Forbidden Journey.
You're on a fucking bench that's...
You're in a bench, but it's not a roller coaster. No, it's a VR experience. Right? Like theater, VR, semi-realistic experience?
Something like that.
So, pretty everything at Universal, guys. I mean, I haven't been to Disney. That's why I can't speak much about it. I've been to Disney, but not like as a roller coaster rider, as an adult like I am now. Another of the questions are, have you ever been hit by something on a roller coaster? Like you've been walking and something like flies over or hit by something or
no,
me either.
I almost lost my glasses on Hagrid though.
Yeah.
They fell in my shoe. Thank God. Cause those were a nice pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. I always get that panic thing with my phone too. I'm like, oh my God, is it going to fall?
Oh, I've lost that, but not on a ride.
Yeah. But I've never been like hit by something on a roller coaster. Thank God. Also, another question that I found. Favorite theme park website? Like, when you look for a website and you're trying to, like, look for tickets or passes, like, what is your favorite website, like, to go through?
To? What do you mean?
Like, when you go, let's say you're searching for Disney and you're looking, oh, let me see, this theme park has really, the access is really easily. I can look up the information about the roller coasters. I can select the passes. I can, because remember, we're looking at Busch Gardens. It was a pain in the butt just to get to wherever we needed to go. Don't you remember?
You mean like you're asking which theme website. Park company has the best website?
Yeah, display.
Well, definitely not SeaWorld or Busch Gardens.
Disney has a good job.
I think Disney probably does have one of the best consumer-based ones.
It caters to almost like a planner. Like, it's almost by day.
That or even Universal. I don't know. So, I'll be honest, I have not looked at an actual, besides Busch Gardens, that recently. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is if I ever look at Disney or Universal or anything that's not owned by Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, I do so through the travel agent's side of things. So, because I have my TA license, so I don't look at the normal consumer anymore. And my stuff has more information in general. So I don't even know.
So as a travel agent,
the best website would definitely have to be either Universal or Disney, because Universal gives a lot of background stuff, and Disney does the same thing. They give a lot of background and have
tons
of information.
And they cater to like their audience. Like if you are going as a family, if you're going as a couple, if you're going
and both
as
a single. Both of them have a lot of external blogs that they connect to their website. Like I believe Disney has Disney
reviews
Moms,
and
then Universal has Universal Parents or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it caters to their people.
Yep.
Also, some of the questions. Have you ever been stuck at a roller coaster?
Have I ever been stuck on a roller coaster?
Yeah, you know how some people get stuck? Not like stuck, but like if they stop the ride.
The only one...
Stopped, we were like, oh my God. And we were like going up. We were with Tristan and Kylie.
Yes, I remember that. But the scariest one I've ever been on would have to be, I think Splash Mountain broke down once before. Like, right before you go down the drop.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there listening to that stupid thing. Ah, and I also got stuck on Stupid It's a Small World. That shit's horrible.
Because
they don't turn off the fucking music. So it's yeah, no.
But Deadly Do Rise, I think we got stuck for about 10 minutes. Like, we were just stopped there.
Yeah,
and
but an actual roller coaster, hell no. If that ever happened to me, I don't think I'd ever get on again.
I would pass out.
I don't think I would do it again. I'd be like, all right, fuck roller coasters, I'm done.
And another question. Do you like roller coasters that go backwards?
Yeah, because Hagrid does that shit.
I was about to say Hagrid does it.
Hagrid's does it. I've been on several that do
who
that.
Who does it?
Hagrid. Icebreaker's about to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one that I rode that did it. I feel like Dueling Dragons at one point used to do that shit. At Universal, where Hagrid's took over, I think. That And it was called Dragon Challenge. I feel like that one went backwards.
I don't know.
Thunder Mountain used to go backwards. I don't know if it still does. And another Disney ride does it. The Everest. Mount Everest goes backwards.
I see. You're right. I went to Mount Everest. That's the first roller coaster I've ever been to. Mount Everest. I forgot about that one.
That one sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a bad way. Like, that one, that's a horrible first roller coaster.
So, terrifying. And last but not least, we're going to close it with, what new roller coaster are you excited to ride?
Icebreaker.
I mean, no. I'm excited to ride Velocity, Raptor, whatever, at Universal.
I got to be...
I do want to see that
either one. High or drunk to ride that.
I do want to ride that one. And I do... Icebreakers, I'm excited for, but I'm more excited about the Velocity, whatever, Raptor. And they were building a new park for Harry Potter, and I'm excited for that new park, too.
Yeah, but that's going to be a while. That's Epic. Mm-hmm. I think they're calling it Epic. It's Universal's third gate is what they're calling it, even though it's really their fourth gate because they have Volcano a water park. Bay. Yeah.
But Volcano Bay is not part of the...
So they're calling it the third gate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to have a bunch of stuff. I think even a Nintendo World is supposed to be there.
Yeah, so but that's inside the park.
I want to ride the shit at Disney. Again, Disney. I want to go to the... I want to do Toy Story and Star Wars. That's
Hollywood Studios, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, guys, if you've ever been to a theme park, roller coaster, let us know which ones are your favorites. Most likely, we're going to post something either tomorrow or Monday about roller coasters, so let us know how that goes. So to kind of close our little segments, we usually have questions, again, weird questions that I ask him or my husband asks me, and we just kind of randomly discuss. I usually don't prepare for the questions. I just look them up and see what answer can I get from him today. And one of the questions is,
you don't know any questions?
Oh, what would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal?
To make illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Beer. I could not live in the prohibition. I mean, they already took away marijuana on the federal level, so they said beer. I mean, shit. I wouldn't even, I don't know, alcohol? Jeez.
Dang.
That would be miserable.
One of the worst things to make legal. Ice cream, bro. That would suck. A life without ice cream.
That'd be shitty, too.
That'd be shitty. Like, can I go to Cold Stone? Illegal. The fuck? What? That's insane. Let me see.
You don't have another one?
Mm-mm.
Really?
What movie completely changes its plot when you change one letter in its title?
What?
Mm-hmm.
What movie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could do, the one that's playing right now in front of us, Fantastic Beast. We could add an R and it would be Fantastic Breast.
That's a good one.
I like I'm that one. Pretty sure it won't be about no bees.
Yeah.
Unless it's
that was funny.
Yeah. See?
You see? We got a little audience in the background.
We got a live audience.
Yeah.
But no.
No, this one. I like this one. If all the states in the USA were represented by food, what food would each state be represented by?
What state?
Let's start with Florida. What food would Florida be represented by?
Well, it's either going to be that it's represented by.
I was thinking oranges. Like,
well, that is our state food. Mm-hmm. I was going to go more along the lines of like a Cuban sandwich or a Publix sandwich.
Ooh, that would be what Publix sandwich, by. Definitely 10 out of 10. What about Kentucky? What do you think?
Ugh, that shitty ass chicken. That KFC.
Ugh. What about Texas?
Barbecue.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, the bigger the better. Barbecue. A lot of barbecue. California.
Yeah, I don't even know.
California, I was thinking just brunch.
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast.
I said the same thing. I'm like, brunch. Yeah, everything brunch. Yeah, some kind of
white people shit.
Yeah. New York.
Oh my bagels. God, definitely either a bagel or fucking pizza.
Bagel or pizza, yeah. Bagel yeah. slash pizza.
I would say, you know what? Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really like the pizza in New York. I liked the bagels.
Yeah, the bagels were 10 out of 10. Like 11 out of 10, like yeah, so good.
I would say the best Tennessee. Thing I've ever had. Tennessee, oh, Tennessee is biscuits and gravy.
I was thinking biscuits and gravy, too. Biscuits and gravy. Let me see what other state. Ohio. Or sweet
tea. Oh, I don't fucking
Chicago, know. Chicago.
Chicago's got to be a hot dog.
Hot dog?
Yeah.
I was thinking New York. New York can also be a hot dog. Like, every corner had a hot dog.
I mean, I don't know. That or, Chicago has a good pizza, too. Oh, my God. Chicago's trying to be New York. Sorry, Chicago.
Savage. What about Georgia?
Peaches?
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
I don't know if that's the only thing
Louisiana. I know. Louisiana. Shrimp.
Oh, obviously. Anything Creole.
And yeah, like shrimp. I was thinking shrimp.
Or crab broil.
Mm-hmm. What other state? Let me see. Mm.
There's too many states, and I don't even know what half of them are good for.
Exactly. Anyway.
Half of them are good for incest, so I don't know if they
Josh,
have good
food. Sorry. That was unnecessary.
It's pretty much any state in the Midwest. Just kidding. Sorry, Idaho. Utah, Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Misery. You know what? Pretty much any state that does not represent the coastline is pretty much weird. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. You know what? That's a question I would ask you. What do you feel your state, if you're not in Florida, because I'll be honest with you. Well, you could even if you're in Florida, but I really would like to know people that live in other states what you think your food would be.
What? Yeah, that'd be cool. And we're going to close out our podcast.
With the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah, what was your good?
Well, my good is that it's 2022 and new year, new me. No, I'm just kidding. New year, new possibilities.
Got it. Fresh start.
Yeah, fresh start.
Me too.
The bad would have to be the fact that I know that this week's going to fly by.
I know.
And then the ugly is the fucking guy who had shit smell and it transferred to my fucking pants.
That's nasty.
That's the ugly.
That was nasty.
Nasty. Freaking. He needs to wash his ass.
Okay. Anyway, for the good for me, it's definitely the start of the new year, 2022. We're going to start fresh. We're going to start positive. Hopefully, we can keep it up for the rest of the year. We got good things coming up, so I'm feeling good about it. The bad. It probably has to be that our pillows in the hotel are horrible. They're really, really bad. And the ugly is that I really hope that I don't fail at accomplishing the resolutions that I want for this year. So I really want to make sure that I achieve everything that I set my mind to this year. So that overthinking is definitely taking over recently. So
Well, that's all we have until next time. Mm-hmm. So enjoy your hump day and don't fuck up 2022 too early.
Not yet.
If bye, guys. You already fell off your resolution, you're screwed. All right,
oh my
goodbye.
God, bye guys.
'And that's the end of our bullshit for this week. I know it came to an end too fast, just like that guy you all know. If you want to join in and share your own bullshit, you can do so by following We Screwed on all social media platforms. Again, thanks for tuning in to We Screwed, the life, the marriage, the bullshit. Until next time.